Some talk about a clash of ideas, while others talk about a clash of leadership. But when it comes to Vladimir Putin, both of these world-changing dynamics converges into one. And now, with his landslide victory in the Russian presidential elections this past week, Vladimir Putin is in a clashing, fighting mood.
Спасибо всем, кто сказал «Да, великой России!» Я вас спросил однажды, мы победим? Мы победили! Мы показали, что нам действительно никто ничего не может навязать. Никто и ничего. Российский народ сегодня показал, что такие варианты, сценарии на нашей земле не пройдут. Они не пройдут! Я обещал вам, что мы победим. Мы победили! Слава России!
Yes, indeed, dear President Putin, my dear Orthodox brethren in Christ, you who are reviving the church and Christianity in Moscow and beyond, glory to Russia. And this glory can only mean that the Zionist West, whose leadership, rule, and policies are under the thrall of Judaic masters, is now facing an opposing voice and a real-time player in the person of Vladimir Putin. At a roundtable meeting held just prior to the March 4th presidential elections, Putin addressed a number of key military experts at the nuclear research city of Sarov, not far from Moscow. There, Putin underscored his determination, just as he declared in his victory speech above, that no outside force will be allowed to impose its will on his regime, whether at home or abroad. It's a whole new game, says Putin, under his leadership.
Нечто такое, что, мне кажется, должно подталкивать наших коллег и наших партнеров к более конструктивной работе, чем до сих пор мы это видим. Что я имею в виду? Совсем недавно, совсем несколько лет назад, лично нам не говорили, но я знаю, что они говорили своим, говорили, ладно, пускай там Россия ковыряется, нам уже даже не очень интересно. У них там ржавчина одна осталась. Это не так. Сегодня это уже совсем не так.
When asked about the neocons' role in pushing America into wars across the globe, Putin had some very choice words for these demagogues and a warning to Israel for participating in its own suicidal self-destruction. With a touch of Russian sarcasm, Putin remarked that with the neocons, quote, tightening the screws on U.S. policymakers. Let them screw away, Putin said. They can screw and screw until they screw up. Putin then added with a dose of Russian realism, yes, they've changed regimes in Libya, but what will they do there now? Continuing, Putin piled it on, quote, and it's hard to say what sort of mess they'll make in Syria. Ultimately, Israel will find itself caught between two fires. Regardless of whether it's Kristol, Kagan, Lieberman, Levin, or their Zionist shill at the State Department, Hillary Clinton, these neocons will screw up until, just as Putin predicts, Israel is caught between two fires, between enraged Muslim nations to its west and enraged Muslim nations to its east. Finally, Putin nails it. Who, like no other leader, has the guts to tell it exactly like it is? For amidst all the smoke of dangerous dictators and weapons of mass destruction, Putin appears clearly out of the haze, saying he's not going to play along.
Борьбы с недопущением распространения оружия массового уничтожения за счет нового возможного члена ядерного клуба, за счет Ирана, предпринимаются попытки другого характера, и цели ставятся другие, сменить режим. Наша позиция в Совете Безопасности ООН по сирийской проблематике говорит о том, что мы совсем не собираемся никому поддакивать.
My fellow truth lovers, while the Jewish-controlled press would love nothing more than seeing Putin dead, or at least disappearing from the face of the earth, while they pursue more bloodshed, now targeting Syria and Iran, Russia's new president simply will not go away. And that spells disaster for Zionist Jewry. But for the rest of us, who long for sanity and peacemaking in our international global village, Vladimir Putin's election and emergence as the world's foremost leader means hope and healing in a troubled and wounded world.